in Lincoln Cathedral lie the entrails of Ellen of Castile, queen to Edward I. She died within months of the expulsions, leaving her husband, normally so thick-skinned and emotionally coarse, distraught, plunged into grief. Edward's devotion is best reflected in a monument unique in medieval kingship. 12 crosses he built to mark the points where Eleanor's body lay en route to Westminster Abbey. The most famous being Charing Cross in London. Eleanor's death seemed to transfer Edward's reserve of passion to what now became the real love of his life, the single-minded pursuit of imperial power. It was Scotland that was destined to be on the receiving end of Edward's deadly power games, which began, as always, by converting accidents into opportunities. The accident was the death in 1290 of the last surviving direct heir to Alexander III, King of Scotland. With her gone, the Scottish nobles were lining up for the throne. Someone was needed to judge the contestants. Well, guess who?